When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Pat Godwin. Plus, what are the dog sitters doing? And Donnie Baker calls in right after this presentation of Spit Take Theater.
Hello and welcome to Spit Take Theater. This week's Spit Take Theater presentation, The Gambler.
Honey, I'm home.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How was your business trip?
Oh, it was great, great. Is this fresh squeezed juice?
Oh, sure. Here, have some.
Mm. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
about the business trip.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't exactly a business trip.
What?
Honey, some of the guys and I actually flew out to Vegas, and well, I bet on the big game.
You did?
Yeah. Actually, honey, I lost $2,800 on the game.
What? What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God. Okay.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I had to confess that to you.
All right. There's something I need to tell you as well.
Really?
Uh-huh. I didn't stay home this weekend.
You didn't?
No, I went on a little trip myself. Me and the girls, we went to Atlantic City this weekend.
You're kidding.
No. And actually, I came home $3,500 richer.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. So what'd you win it at? Blackjack or crap?
Prostitution.
This has been Spit Take Theater. Join us next week for another edition of Spit Take Theater.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, yeah, this is a little something called The Taste of Funk. Take out your Q-tips and your lube. It's time to go exploring. That's Ace Cosby celebrating 1 year on this
you
show. Ace, it's a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you, sir.
Yummy.
We appreciate it every morning.
Oh, I don't like the yummy.
No, just tasting the funk.
Oh, okay.
Delights of funk. We have Chick McGee once again.
Hello.
Acting his age. Yes, minus.
No,
50.
No. You need to talk to Christy. She's lost her mind finally. I walked into I thought someone was in the break room.
I was talking to myself.
She's talking as loud as I'm talking to you right now. There's no one in the room.
Yep.
Can you blame Christy for finally snapping the years she spent in that chair? Yes, I can.
The sure words can. That she has to hear on a daily basis.
Look at her.
Christy, calm down. We're not going to call on you for a few minutes. Pat Godwin has just joined us. Pat, looking good. Good to see
Hi,
you, sir. Thanks
you.
For coming.
Nice hair.
Take your time. We're not going to call on you yet, Pat.
I brought the good one.
You're sitting. You brought the piano in. I didn't even notice that. Well, how that's it.
How did you not notice that?
Oh, I was over here reading something.
My pit crew came in.
I was having a snack. Didn't notice. We have once again Chick McGee at the sports desk. Now this next news story. I just love this story. It involves an Olympian. I'm a big fan of the Olympics.
You know, come to think of it, maybe this is another romantic story.
Oh.
Oh, I have the romance music here, I think.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think I do. Here we go.
Oh. Former Olympic swimmer and two-time gold medalist Cleet Keller used the app called WAG.
By the way, the name Cleet Keller.
Yes.
You change those E's to a... Never
mind. All right.
That'd be the title.
Cleet... Taurus Keller.
called WAG. It's an app called WAG to find a dog sitter. Mm-hmm. and very much regretted it when he came home to find two shirtless men on his couch with personal lubricant and a camera.
Oh, no.
Now, before he jumped to conclusions, first of all, anytime you let someone in your house, you never know what's going to happen.
Sure.
But keep reading.
Why, you have nanny cams.
Keller spoke with Colorado Springs-based Fox 21 News. They're on your side, and described the scene when he arrived home. He said that his house stunk.
There was an odor issue.
Oh, no.
There were the aforementioned shirtless men. There were bodily fluids on his couch.
Oh.
And the female dog sitter was taking a shower.
What had happened to her?
Who knows?
Soiled in some fashion.
Oh, and by the way, his dog Jimbo.
Yeah.
Who he was asking, Jimbo was being sat, looked after.
Yeah.
Was locked in a room sitting in his own urine.
Oh.
That's the sad part.
That was the source of the smell.
I'm guessing the source of the smell was the...
You don't think that's why it stunk?
No.
You think it's something else.
What do you think it is?
Ass matter in the air, that kind of thing.
That's exactly what he thinks.
Oh, my God. When you have... Never mind.
So there's two guys partially clothed.
And a lady in the shower.
With lube.
Yeah.
And a camera set up.
Sounds and like a lady in the shower.
Someone's making an erotic video, I'm guessing, to
probably
be kind.
Probably a three-way, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
The
and
devil's
a, and it could have been a three-way with cheese, so hence the odor.
See, I just love that he picks on the odor part of this story.
Oh, sure.
You don't walk into your house and your dog's had an accident and don't know immediately.
I open the garage door and
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I do too. Well,
head upstairs. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yep. We're in for it.
I'm just wondering, well.
Battle stations, people.
Yeah.
Who knows? Poor little Jimbo, though.
Yeah. No joke.
Not Jimbo from our show, by the way. Hello, Jimbo.
Hi, Jimbo.
Always a pleasure. Jimbo the dog. Great name for a dog, by the way. Cleet, sorry to hear about that. Kind of odd. This can happen, though. This is like, would you ever let your house be used for an Airbnb, Christy?
No.
Because we're always getting those stories about someone who comes back and they found out that there were people shooting porns. Oh, sorry. Shooting porns during an Airbnb.
I have rented some beautiful Airbnbs, continue to do so, just sent paperwork for next summer.
Ever done it in one?
No.
No?
I haven't traveled with another person
Have any of them had any...
should ask somebody.
Any of them had any complicated shower heads that might...
No. Sorry.
At this point, I think it's time.
Pulsing?
No.
I just hope that this guy's... couch was made of tarp.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
You guys got a second?
Sure.
I guess.
So I took the boat out yesterday to the lake, right?
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
We had a real good time, except for all these dicks now in their speedboats made for running guns to the Contras come blowing past me. Make me look bad in front of the three chicks we had with us.
Oh.
Then their wakes hit and knock all our beers over.
Oh.
That's not nice.
So, Tom, if you let me make a public service announcement, I'll say it like this. If you're the dick in the bright yellow bullet boat, just know I've got it on tape, and I've got a cousin at the DNR, so lawyer up.
What?
I'll tell the judge it was a whole case of Pilsner. My boat ain't made for racing. My boat's built for partying and getting women in the mood for naked sunbathing.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's why I'm going to rename it the SS Bone Zone. Sorry, God. Or maybe the Pooner Schooner. Anyway, we got caught in this catch-22 because the hottest chick on the boat brought some dude with her. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it like this. There ain't nothing worse than D-cups dating a C-blocker. State law. Not to mention, at first I thought this guy was a mime because he had all this white paint covered his entire face.
Uh-huh.
To come to find out it wasn't a mime at all, just some dork wearing PF 2000 on his face. He looked like you at the beach, Tom.
Yeah. And zinc oxide everywhere. I know what you're talking about.
Well, had it been a mime, I would have never let him on in the first place.
Why not?
Because I hate mimes.
Why?
Really?
I even hate mimes more than I hate birds. And most people I know hate clowns, but I'll take my disrespect over a mime any day over a clown.
Well, all right.
At least a clown will answer you when you ask him a question.
True.
I tried asking this mime a question once. He was on vacation at Pigeon Forge.
Uh-huh.
And all I got in response was a blank stare. And the next thing you know, he somehow got himself trapped inside an invisible box.
Oh.
Okay, Spoon Man. I'll say it like this. I did find out that day that a mime will talk. if you throw a large lemon shake up at his face. Oh, Josh my Aunt Putty soaked his ass, you know. And once the popo showed up, they tried to arrest me because I was the only one still celebrating. So get this. The same mom who couldn't talk 5 minutes before wouldn't shut the hell up about pressing charges. Yeah, can't talk, then all of a sudden you turn into Stephen A. Smith. So two-faced. I explained my case to the cops. I was like, first off, it's against my Third Amendment rights for a mom not to remain silent. Uh-huh. And anything he says can't and shouldn't be allowed and used against me in the court of the law.
Right.
Yeah.
So the cops didn't do nothing. My Aunt Putty blamed the lemon shake-up thing on her menopause meds. Mm-hmm. And the mom couldn't believe I didn't get locked up because I was the one who dared her in the first place. Best part was, before the cops drove off, I stared right at the mom. And then I acted like I was trapped in the back seat of a squad car. I swear to God. Not to brag, but it was so good, his fans started giving me his tip money.
Nice.
Mm.
And I didn't have to wear a full face of not gleaming either. I'm
going to go. Thank you very much. Very enlightening.
Yes. Very.
Very enlightening.
Eight mimes.
You know, I took away from that is the boat actually floats.
Yeah. Yeah, must have been a lot of Bondo and fiberglass to get that thing back loaded.
I was very excited about
that. Did
you
say Noxzema there at the end?
He did say Noxzema at the end.
Oh, love that smell.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you like the smell of Noxzema.
What is that, camphor? What is that?
I don't know what that is. It just smells great. So anyway, this guy, I'm sorry, so this Olympian hires a dog walker, gets back to the house, and someone's probably making a porno there. Lube, a camera set up, two half-naked guys and a lady in the shower.
Yeah.
Sounds like the setup for something.
And the bodily fluids on the cat. I mean, so they walked into the tail end there.
And the air was heavy with a sound.
Tail end. Mm-hmm.
That's not really what I was going for, Pat, but why not?
Is that sports?
Yeah.
That's sports. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy.
A dine-and-dash dater in California faces a 13-year prison sentence. 45-year-old Paul Guadalupe Gonzalez reportedly would go on dates with women and make an excuse to leave the table, like going to the bathroom, but instead would actually leave the restaurant. Eight women were stuck with the check while the restaurants picked up the tab on two occasions. And according to the criminal complaint, the 45-year-old defrauded the eight women of over $950.
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday late in the show. This guy, it's a dine and dash, but he's also dine and dash and ditch. So he's ditching these women with the bill. And these are the only ones that came forward.
Gonzalez,
I'm guessing this guy's done this a lot.
He's pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of extortion, 2 counts of attempted extortion, and 1 count of grand theft. If convicted, faces a maximum penalty of 13 years in prison. He apparently would meet these women on dating sites and would meet them for dinner, and next thing you know,
in one case, I remember reading in one case he ordered 2 entrees. He would order the lobster.
I got a big appetite.
And then pretend he had a phone call or something and ditch him.
Remember that friend of ours who would do that?
Yep.
What?
At a dinner, he'd get up and
go
to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was because, he had that ESP about the check. The check would be
get the alligator arms.
Anybody ever call him out?
I don't know.
It's not worth it?
I figured he was suffering enough in his regular life.
Ah. One more hint. Who is it?
That's a pretty good hint.
Yeah.
You know something, though, Chick? When you're right, you're right.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, God, that's sad. Okay. This guy's a dirtbag. I'm not sure where it becomes criminal, but you can imagine. I wonder if people are going to come out of the woodwork going, oh, yeah. Some women are going to go, yeah, this guy. A lot of women, I'm sure, are too embarrassed to come forward.
Or they might not even have known that they could press charges.
Right.
But the worst part, I think, is the fact that...
That's a good point. I wouldn't know you could press charges.
Same here.
Yeah, there's probably some implied contract if you were...
I just looked up extortion. That's exactly the definition of it, of gaining some sort of... getting some sort of monetary gain through coercion.
But, I mean,
that's what this guy did.
Is it implied if he calls and says, hey, you want to go on a date? I'll take you to dinner. Does that imply...
I will take you to dinner.
That must be.
I mean,
well, let's meet for dinner. But the worst thing is, can you imagine how sorrowful you would be if you were just be so sad if you're just sitting there for an hour wondering where is he, and then you call over someone. the manager to see if he's had a heart attack in the shower, in the men's room.
Sure.
The heart attack in the sorry. That just be feels so
weird
terrible.
Restaurant. They have showers in the bathroom.
I know a couple of places they should.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully these women know not their fault. This guy's a scumbag. They didn't do anything wrong, of course.
Well, they
the first sign for these
he
women
might have done something wrong. He just had it.
The
you
first
don't know.
Sign for these women should have been he pretended to be listening to them. Then they should have known. Okay, this guy's a dirtbag. And
did you see the other nice story though?
What was the other nice story?
By the way, not only did he not pay for the bill, he didn't tip.
Yeah,
right.
Where he ends up, he'll be getting not just the tip,
probably all of it. Yeah. Christy, you saw a picture of him, didn't you?
Yeah, he was. He had a very chiseled face. I only saw his face. I only saw a
headshot. So you would have been inclined to maybe take him up on a dinner.
I can see why he didn't have any trouble getting dates. He's gotcha. A pretty handsome man.
He's a chiseler. Did you ever hear that word?
Chiseler?
You don't hear that
what
anymore.
What a chiseler, yeah.
What does it mean?
A chiseler is someone Rifter. Who's a cheat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You never hear it.
Chiseled good looks is what I was going
He's
for.
He's a crook. He's a chiseler.
I like it.
You never hear I can't. Think of the last time I've heard that. You'll show
I don't know
up
where
in
the
old
word,
movie.
I don't know how the chiseler has a negative connotation, but it does. Yeah,
it appears in movies where people go, say, yeah. or swell.
That guy's a chiseler.
Yeah.
I ordered ice from him 3 weeks in a row, and he charged me but didn't bring me the ice.
Ah. Well, that's the very definition of a chiseler.
I can't remember the last time I heard that used. Like I said, if I used it in front of you, you wouldn't know, and you're a literate guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't lift ice by myself. I have to have it brought up the stairs. The ice man.
We have the creepy guy who walked down dates, but this first date ended in a life-saving maneuver. Did you see this?
No.
A first date came to a surprising end when a woman's date collapsed on the beach in front of her. The man was suffering from a heart attack. 56-year-old Max Montgomery, surfing in California when he felt a burning sensation in his chest, became exhausted, got out of the water, and suddenly fell over. Luckily, his first date happened to be a doctor by the name of Andy Traynor. She immediately started performing CPR. Ooh. A nurse who happened to be walking by also jumped in to help. Mr. Montgomery underwent bypass surgery. Wow. He's fine now, and the couple are still dating 10 months later.
Did he kiss her back the first?
That was their first kiss. The CPR was their first kiss. She said that.
Boy, that's a...
The kiss of life.
That
doesn't
is a...
count.
Yes, it
does. What do you
does
mean it doesn't count?
It doesn't count as a kiss.
It's a life-saving
kiss. It does not count as a kiss.
A kiss isn't a kiss unless they're shoving their tongue down your throat. Right,
right
Judge?
That's exactly right.
A kiss isn't a kiss. That's a great story.
It is
a very great
story.
And talk about
a
lucky
story.
Dude.
Yeah.
Not only is on a date with a doctor, a nurse was also
walking by.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That guy's meant to be alive, isn't he? Jeez.
He was in Santa Cruz. Yeah.
They could do a porn version of that.
Oh, geez. Yeah. It's like a nice, sweet story.
Rupture! I'm a doctor!
Well, to be revived, CPR is not on my mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
I can tell you that.
I'm sort of like a raft.
That's right.
You have to blow into the tube.
Behind the tube.
Yeah, I've got something I call the Heimlich maneuver. It's a little bit... I know what you're thinking.
Back to the book.
The old RJ.
Yep. The old RJ.
That's what they called Robert Wagner.
Pat Godwin has joined us in the studio.
Hey,
Pat,
buddy.
Thanks very much for joining us. I want to say a special thank you to Pat and to Josh and to Greg Hahn. We did a special charity thing a couple of weeks ago, and we just went over the $40,000 mark.
That's amazing.
Great.
Thank you, guys. Awesome for little Nora. So I really appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Pat, thank you very much. I will not make any jokes about anything about your appearance today whatsoever.
My appearance?
You look very nice.
Obviously,
since you didn't get paid for doing that gig, you didn't get an iron.
This is ironed.
Yeah, it does not
look
beautiful.
Wrinkled
to me.
I got the good wig on.
Yeah, you ironed that, really? Okay.
I didn't iron it. People did it for me.
Maybe it's the stripes that are throwing me.
It's a very nice looking shirt. Don't listen to your so-called
hot,
friend.
Weren't you boating earlier in the week? I saw that you were boating.
Yeah, you've been doing some fishing.
Oh, were you?
So much for this down on my luck story.
Pat, were you a sea?
I went fishing with some neighbors. Yeah.
Is that right?
Posted the photos.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some bikini-clad gals had taken me out on the pond by my place in Delphus, Ohio.
Things have gotten so bad, you have to catch your food now?
No, I call it going to the store.
Bingo!
Time to go to the grocery. Let me get my pole.
I like this. I like bikini-clad ladies?
Yeah.
Here's one of them.
Yeah.
Let me see this.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah. Tom will put a stop to this immediately.
Well, A, that fish is gigantic.
They both are.
And, oh, wow. That is...
Here, let me show you the other picture.
That's Tara.
She's gorgeous.
The one in the creek?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Tara. Mm-hmm. That's
just... You really know these women?
Yeah, they live close to me.
Or are these pictures that are in the frames at the store? Is that what they are?
Oh, you think I found those images online and posted it?
Yes, this one.
Why would I do that?
Okay, you...
Why would I do that?
What, are you on... that's Lake Erie? Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
No, he stole
it. I don't know.
Oh, these are all fake?
It's all fake.
He stole these.
Oh, okay. Gee, I was feeling good about you for a minute.
Yeah, so was I.
I'm going to Google girl with a fish.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.